Hello everyone, it's Dr. Nikki, the board certified family nurse practitioner back in the house. Today, I will be talking about the kidneys. Yes, the human kidneys. I have talked about the kidneys before in previous episodes, but it's important to emphasize the importance of the kidneys once again because we are seeing a lot of kidney diseases and also a lot of problems, especially in young people. So we will talk about the functions of the kidneys, the main functions of the kidney, and how we can keep them healthy. All right. So what are the kidneys? Pretty much we have to start off with what the kidneys are. The kidneys are a pair of bean-shaped organs on either side of your spine. They're below your ribs and behind your belly, so you can actually feel them. I'm not sure if feeling is the word, but towards your flank area on both sides. So when you do see like your healthcare provider touching your flank area, the left and the right, and asking you if you have any kind of tenderness there, they are assessing your kidneys. All right, so let us go on. So they're bean-shaped organs on either side of your spine, below your ribs and behind your belly, all right, your abdominal cavity. All right, and they are two of them. Definitely you should have two kidneys, but due to some reason, some people might end up having one functional kidney, and that is fine, okay? So the functions of the kidney, as we said, they act like a filter to remove waste and extra fluids from the body, and they... when you do have this excretion, it comes out through the urine. All right, so it comes out through the urine, and if these waste products and fluids build up in your body, then it's very, very harmful for your health. So one of the functions of the kidneys is that it regulates iron concentration. So it does regulate electrolytes, and we see potassium, sodium, calcium. It does help to regulate those. It also helps to regulate pH balance. It prevents blood plasma from becoming too acidic or too basic by regulating these ions. All right. And as I said before, it does help in the excretion of waste and toxins. It acts as a filter. It helps to, you know, clean out your system, and all these waste products come out through your urine. Okay, the kidneys also help to produce hormones. So we have the hormones that stimulate red blood cells synthesis, and we also have another hormone called renin, and this helps to control salt and water balance and blood pressure. All right, so we have the erythropoietin, which stimulates the red blood cells, and then we have renin, which helps control salt and water balance and also blood pressure. They help to regulate plasma, calcium, and glucose levels. So this is very important, especially for blood pressure. If you do have high blood pressure and you have diabetes, it's important that you get those managed well. It's important that you keep your high blood pressure controlled and you keep your blood sugar controlled, your diabetes controlled, because if they're uncontrolled, it could affect your kidneys. All right, your kidneys are very important. They're vital life sustaining organs in your body, and once they're damaged, they affect other parts of your body or other organs as well. All right, so it's important that if you have chronic diseases, you manage them well so that your kidneys are not affected. We do have different types of different stages of kidney disease. We have stage 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and when you get to the end stage kidney disease, you may end up having needing dialysis, which is like an artificial filter that helps to remove all these waste products and extra fluids from your body and regulates your electrolytes. So you may end up having needing dialysis and then going on to need kidney transplants once your kidneys are totally damaged and then you can't use your kidneys anymore. All right, So as I said, there are different functions of the kidneys, but those are the basic ones. It helps to ensure that there's adequate quantity of plasma to keep your blood flowing to vital organs. It helps to regulate, to keep extracellular fluids from becoming too dilute or concentrated, so that it balances everything out. So as I said, if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, or any kind of chronic disease, you have to keep them controlled well, or else they may affect your kidneys. All right. And when you get when you have problems with your kidneys, it may affect your urine output. So you will see a lot of people, when they say, oh, I have kidney problems, they might not be urinating as much as they should be urinating, and that's how it affects your kidneys. All right, so as I said, the kidneys are bean-shaped organs in the renal system. They help with the body to pass waste as urine. They help to filter the blood, and they help to excrete all waste products and toxins from the body. And so that is what the kidneys do. Okay, and they can actually filter as much as 30 gallons of blood every day. Your kidneys filter about 30 gallons of blood to remove about half a gallon of water, extra water and waste products. They're very, very important organ in the body, as I'm stressing. And they are the size of your fist, and they're just right below your rib cage. So as I said before, if you touch your flank area, or if you see your healthcare provider tapping on your flank area, they're probably checking on your kidneys to make sure you don't have any kidney tenderness or anything of that nature. All right. So those are the functions of the kidneys, the basic functions of the kidneys. And I do hope that that helps a lot of people to know that the kidneys are very important, or to remind them that the kidneys are very, very important. And also to know that, yeah, your kidneys also help in vitamin D synthesis. It helps to make red blood cells, as I said before, because it makes that hormone called erythropoietin, which tells the bone marrow to make the red blood cells. It also, the red blood cells are very important because they carry oxygen from your lungs to supply to the rest of your body. Okay, and they help to make active form of vitamin D, as I mentioned before, and this keeps your bones healthy. So see how important the kidneys are. The kidneys are very, very important. They carry out major functions in your body. So it helps to make an active form of vitamin D, which helps to absorb calcium and phosphorus, which helps to make your bones strong. It also helps to balance calcium and phosphorus so that your body has the right amount. Okay, and as I said, one of the functions of the kidney is also to maintain or measure the acidity and the base, to keep your acid base balance good. All right, and also the blood pressure, we talked about that already. You need to make sure that your blood pressure is good. If it's too high, it's gonna damage your kidneys. And as I said, the kidneys are very important. They filter a lot of blood, and you make a lot of urine. But then once your kidneys are damaged, then you see that decrease in your urine output. Okay, so yeah, that is what the kidneys do for you every day to keep you healthy. And that is why it's important to always monitor what you eat, what you drink. So people that smoke, people that drink alcohol, people that have a very bad style lifestyle, you need to watch it, because those things can affect your kidneys. So make sure that you stop smoking, you quit smoking, you quit alcohol abuse, and you also eat healthy and also exercise appropriately so that your kidneys can work well. As I said, if your kidneys become damaged and they can no longer function or do their jobs, you may require hemodialysis or kidney transplant. And that's why it's very important that you take care of your kidneys. All right, I hope that helps, and I hope you can always educate other people on the basic functions of their kidneys and how to keep it healthy and disease free so that it doesn't affect other parts of your body or your other organs. Thank you so much, and I'll catch you in the next one. Take care. Bye bye.